Good morning and welcome to the Maximum Radio Network. You're on the program Global Time with Jesus Christ. Today's Tuesday. Imagine that. October 1st, 2013. God is still on the throne. And that's good news. Well, we have a brand new month. And we just want to send greetings out to all of those who are anticipating celebrating their birthday this month, this great month of October. And I guess I'll greet myself. I happen to be one of those that are celebrating next week, this time approximately, I expect to be, God willing, celebrating on the 9th, another birthday that I've been blessed with. And it was really surprising to me. I thought I was the only one that had the good fortune of being born in the month of October. And possibly Jesus himself. And I mean that seriously. He was not born on the 25th of December. He was 3 months old when they found him. And so he might have been born in October. And I think it's, you know, we can do our research and determine the facts. And, of course, I'm happy about that. But anyway, congratulations to those who will be celebrating. I met lots of people who were celebrating this month, and so God bless all of you, and I trust that between now and your next birthday, God willing, that you would have experienced tremendous closeness with God and great growth and adventure walking with Him. Well, today is significant in our territory, in our region, in our corner of the world, because what we've awakened to today is sad. However, I'm glad that God is still on the throne, so we're not without hope. But the leaders of our government have not been able to resolve their political issues and differences, and therefore the government is shut down as we speak, unless something occurred during the night while I slept that I missed. But I didn't get to bed or turn in until 12 midnight, looking for a resolution to the issue of the budget problems that and the political strife that is going on in the U.S. government. So unless I miss something between midnight and now, my impressions are that the government is shut down, and we want to pray for about that today. That's an important thing, because the implications, should this continue for any significant length of time, the impact on the entire nation, as well as the other nations as well, because our economy is so intricately connected to the rest of the world's economy. So it's tough stuff. It really is. And the implications are serious on an everyday basis for the average person. So that's something that I would like for us to take to heart today. And as we think of that, I'm reminded by the Spirit of God that in Genesis, the earth was without form and void. In other words, nothing much or creatively was occurring. It appeared useless. It appeared without purpose. However, it says in the there in Genesis, the record states that it says, the earth was without form and void, and the Spirit of God brooded upon the face of the deep. And I parallel the situation that is occurring right now with the shutdown of the government being unable to pay its bills, etc., because of budgeting strife and ideologies and the warfare that's going on between the two parties. I parallel that with what occurred in Genesis. What's going on is without form and void in terms of creativity and purpose for average people in our nation and around the world. And what we need is the Spirit of God to brood and to move upon those waters of strife and warfare. In the name of Jesus, we need that. And so, before we go to that, I just want to welcome all of you. Thank God for you. You're truly friends of God, that you're up early as you are, doing exactly what Jesus did. Bible, or the Word of God, states in the book of Mark, in the Gospel of Mark, verse 35 in the first chapter, that Jesus got up early in the morning to pray. He went to a secluded place early in the morning, and he did that regularly, every day. And so that's what you have done, gotten up early, and you've joined us on this webcast. And we thank God for you. And for those of you who are streaming, who are not on live with us, and those who will be streaming later, we thank God for you. You are friends of God, and we welcome you, and we trust that today your heart and spirit will be touched in a significant way that draws you in closer with our great God and Creator. Let's go to prayer, if you will. That gives us, we have hope, so we know where to turn. And we're turning to the Lord right now concerning the shutdown of the government. And we want to ask God to stay the crisis, cause it to change to a favorable situation where people are able to get what they need and what they deserve and what they worked for, as they have in the past, and that this crisis would have little impact on everyday living for those who would suffer should this continue. Now, Father, we come before you, and we come knowing that we really have no other place to turn, no other place. Where can we go where we know that the doors are open, the doors are staying available to us, we have entrance, we have access, and we thank you today for that. So we come today boldly. However, we want to make sure that we have clean hands as we intercede for great situations, great circumstances, such as those that are before us today. This is a brand new day, and we know that your word says they are brand new mercies. Your mercies are brand new every morning. And we include this day, the 1st of October, Tuesday, as a day, as a morning, where your mercies are still flowing. Your mercies are still available. So we position ourselves at your mercy. We want to be able to stand before you cleansed and made whole. By your power, by your cleansing power, by your great love and grace that's available. You said if we confess our sin, you are faithful and just to forgive us from all unrighteousness and to cleanse us. Your cleansing makes us whole, makes us appear clothed under the righteousness of Christ. So it's with that reality, that truth, that promise, that we come boldly today. Forgive us for our sin and for our iniquity and for our transgressions. Forgive us for those things that we should have done that we didn't do. Forgive us for those things that we did that we should not have done. In the name of Jesus, cover us with his precious blood. And we come only in his name, because there's no other name given among men whereby we can be saved. So we come only in his name, and we bow low before your throne. We humble ourselves. And Father, while we are in your presence and before your throne, and in your courthouse, your courtroom, your throne room, we bring before you and lift up the U.S. government right now. We lift up the leaders of the government as well. We ask that your hand would touch them, that they would come to the point of wisdom, an understanding as well as knowledge. They would come to a place of humility and surrender to your will, that somehow your great grace and compassion and mercy will not only flow to them, but flow through them, so that they are serving the people and not their ideologies, their agenda, but the purpose for which they were sent to the Capitol, to Washington, D.C., to represent and to facilitate peace in the land for everyone. So now we know that without you, and we're seeing that without you, this is what it comes to. There's a hopeless battle without you. There's hopelessness spread abroad without you. Without you, there is no mercy, there's no grace. And today, we command mercy, your mercy, to visit the capital of our nation, touching the leaders, causing them, if they had sleep tonight and if they're asleep right now, to wake up in a new state of mind. A state of mind which they did not go to sleep with on last night. A state of mind, a higher state of mind, one that's closer in compassion, grace, and mercy to your own. So we thank you today. We do bless your name. Our confidence is in you. It is clear that our confidence cannot be in men. It must be in you. So it's to you we appeal and to you we call today on behalf of every situation and every person that is affected and will be affected by the shutdown of the government. We pray, Lord, that even in this situation, that hearts would be so turning to you, calling on you, maybe for the first time, people will look up and know that it's from you, that if there'd be any help, that it's from you it comes. This is an opportunity, Lord, for your glory to shine through. And Father, we rebuke the work of the adversary who is at the root of this issue, who has spurned confusion, spurned warfare, spurned bad relationships, so that what we see now, what exists this moment, is a result of that. But in the name of Jesus, we stand as one man, one person, united, firm, bold, on behalf of those that will be touched, which is all of us, by this situation, in one way or another, should it continue past this moment. Now, Lord, we venture great faith in you. Great faith in you because of your word and your promise. You said, the waters will come, but they won't overflow us.
Amen.
You said, the sun will shine hot. That noonday sun will not consume us. We believe that. Therefore, because we have brought this issue into your courtroom, because it's from there that you rule and make judgments about what goes on in our lives and in the earth, we rest this right at your throne. And now we thank you. Now we give you praise. We're praising you, and we've entered into the power available to us through prayer. And Father, we command the adversary to take up his weapons and flee. And therefore, the news comes out that the issue has been resolved to your satisfaction, and therefore our satisfaction. That the suffering that would come has been turned off in the way. Turned off in the way. But praise and joy goes up across the nation, in all the earth, for your great name. For the sake of your great name, that your glory will appear to all men. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the results. That peace comes only from the Prince of Peace.
Mm-hmm.
And it has arrived right on time to save the day. We thank you right now. In Jesus' name, we stand on your word that if two would touch, agree, and agree in the earth concerning anything, it shall be done. Father, thank you that we are so many more than two right now. Therefore, we bless your name. Amen and amen. Well, thank you for joining me in prayer on that. I went to bed with my heart heavy about the situation and woke up with it first thing in my spirit, because I know what I'm sensing and feeling is not about me. It's about what God is sensing and feeling. He is saddened by the condition and hearts of men, even leaders. Even leaders, as you watch the dialogue and the conversation, it is frightening that we can go so low. We can go so low. It's scary. And it reminds me, and it should remind all of us, that we're nothing without him.
Amen. Amen.
We are a mess without him.
Amen. That's right.
The heart is deceitful and wicked. And he must protect us from our hearts. So that's what's being revealed by this kind of mess that has gone on. But in it, when the enemy comes in, the promise of the Lord stands. He says, like a flood, the Spirit of God lifts up a standard. Our program today is called The Holy Spirit Moved. And we base that on Genesis chapter 1 and verse 2, where God said, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. There was chaos, no form, no creativity. It looked hopeless, dark, deep, such as what we have seen here. But it says the Spirit of God was moving. He was hovering with purpose over the face of the waters. Waters of trouble, the Holy Spirit moves and broods over it. And that's what we have. He's moving. He is moving. So God is saying, I am the Holy Spirit that moved upon the deep. I am the Holy Spirit that moved upon the deep. Saints, let us keep that with us and meditate on that today. Let's embrace that and wrap our hearts around that. He is the Holy Spirit that moved upon the deep. There's no situation that is so deep, even what we've awakened to this morning, that he cannot brood and move over that to the glory of our Father who's in heaven and who is the Father of our Savior, Jesus Christ. So, we have great hope, even as you have a discussion today about the situation. Bring hope and light to it for others. There are many who will want to speak about it. They need someone to talk to. They want to have a conversation about it. But they're pessimistic, hopeless, dark, and deeply so. But you, God will give you the opportunity to bring light and hope. Remind them that there is a God who is in charge, no matter how dark it looks. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Does it look dark? Yes. But following the Spirit of God moving, going back to that passage in the first chapter, verse 3, it says, and God said, the devil never has the last word. Never, ever. He can speak, but he's speaking under the authority. In other words, there's an authority over him. And he says, God speaks. So God spoke and said, let there be light. Today, God has given you and me the authority. And we say, let there be light. And as he spoke, light appeared. Light appears today as you speak. Wherever you are, light up that corner where you are. Light up the atmosphere you're in powerfully. So thank you once again. Welcome. We thank you for joining us today. And our switchboard is lit up to the max. There is just, it's the lines are just all on. They're just all here. And we thank you today. Well, praise God for you. Now, if you have a prayer request or a praise report or something to add to what I just said, bless us with your voice. Give breath. What God has placed on your heart by His Spirit. Your line is open. You can do that now. I would love to hear from you and know that you also are in total agreement with us. Total agreement. We're just not praying more. We're just praying great things. We're praying what's on the heart of God. And that's what's important, what's on his heart. And then he fills our heart with his heart. He pours into us. And then we give breath to what he's poured into us, giving it life in the earth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Bless your name. So give us a praise report or a prayer request, whichever you prefer. But your line is open. You have an opportunity if you will step
praise
into it.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank God for you, Pastor. Thank God for your prayers. Amen. And you, it's a good day, amen, to be alive.
Yes.
And to know,
yes,
like Jesus gives, no man could put out. He said, even in the darkness, he said he is light. But Psalm 27 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Who?
Amen.
Oh, I fear. Amen. And he is the song of our salvation today. We thank God for him being a star light. And
yes,
also I have a prayer request for my coworker. Her name is Debbie. Her son, his name is Vincent. Vincent is, he drinks and he also takes pills. And he's really disturbing, you know, the family. So I told I would put him on our prayer request and salvation also. His name is Vincent.
Praise God. Thank you for that praise report and that exhortation. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. While we are doing that, I want to add to that prayer request as well. There are two persons that I promised them that as well, that we'll be praying for them. We met a young lady on yesterday. Her name is Labrasha, and she walked, I don't know, several miles to our offices on yesterday, looking for, well, she was just looking for a place, a church, with doors open where she can receive counseling and prayer. And she walked for several miles all the way over and could not find a place where she could get prayer and counseling. And she ran into a Muslim lady, and I'm repeating her story and how she told it to us on yesterday. And she told the lady that she wanted to find a place of prayer. She wanted to go to a church that was open and get prayer and counseling. And the Muslim lady pointed over to our church, which, by God's grace and mercy, was open.
Yeah.
And she came there in tears and desperation. And two of our people were there to meet with her and pray with her and pray her through. And finally, they brought her in to the office because they prayed with her in our sanctuary, and introduced her to me. And as she told me what I just told you, the fear of God grew in my heart, because I'm saying and I'm remembering how many times we were challenged as we worked to keep our doors open. And here we are. We were there and available.
Thank you, Lord.
I said, thank you, Lord. So she came, and then her husband came.
And thank you, God.
We were able to minister to them. They promised to be in church on Sunday. But that's not the important thing, as we did. The important thing was that we were available. And there are times we were challenged to keep that ongoing. And I thank God. God is great. So we're praying for LaBrasha, because they're living under conditions which are crisis conditions, and they want to change. They want change. They want newness of life. And then we also want to pray for Fatita. And Fatita is a community worker who received Christ and has been attending church ever since. And she loves the Lord. She's a young woman. And she was in church this Sunday as well. She's been attending church. She's being transformed. And then it just came to my memory, we had prayed for Tammy. And Tammy was also in need. And we're seeing Tammy, and Tammy is just growing in the Lord and learning to understand how God moves. So this praise report, prayer request, all wrapped up there with what God is doing. Thank God for your part in it. You are having a part in it.
And amen.
That's awesome. Let us pray. Let us go to pray. And we're going to pray for Debbie and her son, Vincent. Father, you're about family. You are creator of families. Families were made in heaven. And we thank you, Lord, for what you've done. It's out of your wisdom and understanding that you created families. Now, Father, we lift up Debbie and her son before you. We lift them up as individuals and as a unit called the family. And Father, we know how the enemy conspires and seeks to kill, steal, and destroy what you have created because of his wanting to oppose you in a real way. He comes against those whom you've created and that which you have instituted. So we thank you for the institution of the family. And we send your word right now of healing, wholeness, divine supernatural health right to Debbie's household, right to the home of that family. And we speak order where there's disorder. We speak wholeness where people are destroyed. We speak healing where they're sick of being sick. We speak redemption and restoration in the name of Jesus. We send those to their dwelling right now. Touch a light upon them as only you can. Touch Debbie, Lord. Cause her to look up. Call upon you, knowing that it's from you, that if any help comes, that it comes. Cause her to see you like she's never seen you before. Cause her to know that you are her salvation. You are her deliverance. You are her restoration. And that nothing she can do will produce those things except it come from you. And Father, we pray for the son, Vincent, in the name of Jesus. He's medicating some kind of pain with his use of substances. We pray right now, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will move upon that pain or those pains so that no longer does he have need to abuse substances looking for relief. Looking for relief in all the wrong places with all the wrong substances. Father, speak to that young man's heart right now by your Spirit. Move. Convict and convince him of the power that you have to change and to bring peace.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Convince him of that.
And Father, strengthen his relationship with his mother. Close the gap. Bring them close together. So that he can honor his mother, his parents, honor his family. Cause him to see how he fits in the family. In the name of Jesus. And that he is needed and loved mightily. Mightily.
Yes, Lord. Have your way, Father. Have your way, Lord God. Have your way, Lord.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Heal in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we lift up LaBrasha and her husband. Father, they're seeking peace and wholeness. They may not be sure how that will come about, but they know from where it will come.
Hallelujah.
They've looked up. They've stretched their hearts to you and they've called. Now, Father, we're thanking you for the answer. We're thanking you for their growth and development. We thank you, Lord, that you cause them to have peace. The peace that can be found no other place. Cause that husband to stand up and be the provider that he can be and the protector that he can be so that the wife does not have to carry all of the weight of providing and protecting. Father, bring them to the knowledge of the holy in the name of Jesus. So we thank you right now for having us encounter them on yesterday, that our paths crossed. And we pray, Lord, that we served you by serving them and that what we did and all we did was the right thing concerning them for your glory. So we pray, O God, that they were able to sense you in a new way on yesterday. We thank you, Lord. And we pray for Keisha. We thank you right now for what you're doing in that young woman's life. We pray for her growth and her development. And Father, all of these people that we are praying for, we are also asking you to have your ministering angels encircle them with total protection from all harm and from all danger. Keep and preserve them.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Well, our time is up. Once again, thank you for joining us today. Thank you for the prayer. And I can say that I'm happy. I'm sure he's happy. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I'm blessed.
Thank you, God. May you too, Pastor, and everyone have a blessed day.
Everyone have a blessed day. Thank you. Thank you.
Prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The heart of men are everywhere. Yeah. I love our God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.